Training a new generation of effective leaders often involves mentoring through a shared passion. It involves someone with a strong skill set who's willing to help someone else feel the spark. I'm Jenna Dooley. We continue our occasional series, Pass the Torch, in a workshop at DeKalb High School. The robotics team is getting ready to bring their creation to competition.
So it's going to blow up air, and then it'll be pretty quiet. So the air is going into these two air tanks here.
His name? The Barbarian. He's a few feet wide and a few feet tall and made of metal with a bumper sticker that says Proudly DeKalb. On April 1st, he'll be set loose, controlled from afar by several DeKalb High School students. The students just put the finishing touches on their metal monster. Getting to this point involved finding the right parts and specialists.
I built all the obstacles and all the wood stuff in here.
Noah Kimmel is a freshman at DeKalb High School. In competition, the robot will have to traverse rough terrain. Getting the robot to move across those obstacles involves some serious computer coding. That's where senior Matt Lord comes in.
In these next 4 weeks before the competition, I basically have to go through the entire code, redo all of it, to like meets basically my standards for what something should be.
But just don't trust his taste in music. At least that's among the do's and don'ts listed on a dry erase board in the shop. It also reminds the team that a hammer doesn't fix everything, and failure is the best teacher. Senior Bailey Fleming says her role is as a utility player.
We've all, kind of helped each other a little bit. We've had to go through several wheels, and, you know, we all work together to make those work. So I've had a little bit of a part in everything. So
that includes attaching fabric to the sides of the robot.
My mentor's mother taught me. Mr. Lofthouse's mother, Cindy Lofthouse, taught me how to sew.
That's right. They aren't doing this alone. Mentors from DeKalb High School and NIU's engineering department have been guiding them along the way.
This is my last year teaching. I came in 1979, and it's my son's first year teaching.
Cindy Lofthouse says she doesn't know a lot about robotics, but she does know how important this group is to her son.
By doing the robotics, it really helps him connect with kids on another level. And a lot of teachers, when they first start, if you don't have that outside interest other than just in the classroom, you don't really see kids just really shine.
Her son, Michael Lofthouse, a math teacher, says it's been a great experience so far.
There's a little bit of adversity, there's a little bit of struggle, and then they come up with new ideas right away, like, let's try this, we haven't tried this. Hey, in class they talked about this, let's try it.
Of course, the potential path to victory isn't always perfect.
That was loud.
Jeez.
Adam Van Bokel is a junior mechanical engineering major at NIU. He competed in robotics when he was a student at Oswego East High School. He's helping this rookie team implement their ideas.
A lot of the tools learned here really help in college, so a lot, especially project-based and working with the team is the biggest things that I think helped get me ahead in college.
Mentor Michael Lofthouse says it also prepares the students for careers after college.
So it's an opportunity for them to use some of that engineering experience kind of in a real world, a time crunch where you have to prototype and build and redesign. This allows me to work with students that I don't otherwise get to interface with. So it enriches my daily teaching experience. It enriches their engineering experience. I think it's a great fit for pretty much everyone involved.
I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.